is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And things that pertain to the Bahamian society. I want to thank you for joining us on Guardian Radio 96.9. And we are streaming live also on Facebook on The Doctor's Inn with me, Dr. D. Archer. We're also on Guardian Radio, their app, and guardianradio.com. So you can find us a lots of different ways. Tonight, brought to you, of course, by Medical Concierge Services for all your medical health care needs. We are a family medicine clinic. We also do concierge medicine, so we can come to you if you need us. We do a lot of health education stuff as well, and health management, and so a variety of things. You can check out our website, mcsfamilymedicine.com, and we are on Facebook and Instagram. If you do go on Instagram, it's medical_concierge_services, and just medical concierge services on Facebook. So this is a really short week. I feel like I'm still kind of like on the holiday. I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday. I had a pretty good one. I got some rest. So you know, it's important to get your rest. Busy people in a busy world. I would say I got to watch The Little Mermaid with my daughter, and I didn't know what to think about this. I'm really kind of conscious of going to the movies and these Disney movies stays, because it's just like so much stuff that's going on. And so I was kind of looking online to make sure there wasn't anything in there that was going to be like, you know, we couldn't watch the movie. And I know there was a lot of controversy about color and all the skin color stuff, but that stuff doesn't really matter to me because it's just like a kid's movie, and it's really a fantasy thing. The skin color didn't matter. And I expected it to be kind of bad. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good in a sense. So I kind of enjoyed it. And the color stuff didn't really matter because they just made it like the color didn't matter. People were just like all different things, and kind of made me feel back like, you know, growing up in the late 80s and 90s when we didn't really think about, you know, color. Well, we were being taught not to color and all that stuff like that. So it was just like, you know, you just kind of went with the flow of the movie. And so it was pretty decent. And the singing was good. I thought the girl who did Ariel had a really good voice. And the prince had a good voice as well. And so it was cool. It was cool. So I enjoyed that, and I didn't expect to. It was almost a little tear. I tend to cry when there's like sensitive stuff in movies. So it must have been good because it did stir up a little bit of my emotions, even though it was just a kid's movie. And my daughter enjoyed it. That was what was important. My son slept through it, but that's what it is. So I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday. Everyone got some time to get some rest, to be with your family, and just kind of time to reflect on life in general, because these things are so important. You know, people are, you know, dying or, you know, getting really sick. I've had a sudden death in my family a few weeks ago as well. So, you know, it's just that, you know, you just have to be really thankful for life. And this is why, like, health and wellness is so, so important, and we all have to realize its important importance and just kind of make that a big part of our well-being. And so that's a big thing for me. I'm going to open the lines up because I'm going to have like a kind of like an open show of you. So if you want to discuss something, or you have any questions, I'm going to open the line. Because I know I usually open the lines pretty late, people are telling me. So open the lines. And I'm also going to talk about like IV vitamin therapy and some of the benefits and one of my favorite things, which is glutathione. And because, you know, that's something that we do at the company. We do it for a lot of tourists, too. So but it's just a really great thing, especially in this time where, you know, your immune system, you have to worry about that. We've been using it for that as boosting their immune system, hydration, antioxidant therapy, you know, those types of things. So really, really good stuff. And as the summer comes and people, you know, tend to be more dehydrated, aren't getting the fluids they need, you know, this is where usually like IV therapy or hydration therapy becomes really, really important. So if you have anything to talk about, you want to join the show, you had a question or you missed asking a question before, I know we had a couple of really interesting shows in the last couple of weeks. I really liked the one about healthcare last time, not healthcare, education, because that's super, super important. And we had Belinda Wilson on. So if you didn't catch that show, check our Facebook page, The Doctors, and you can take a look at what happened there. But 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. So we're going to talk a little bit about kind of like the pros and cons about doing kind of vitamin IV therapy. So why is it good? Why is it bad? So really, what is it? So if you're looking up what IV therapy is, you really want to look and compare all the details of why it may be good for you or not good for you, or, you know, is this something that you might be into? And so you want to know the good and the bad of it all. And IV stands for intravenous therapy. So intra means within or inside, and venous relates to the veins itself. So if you've ever been to the hospital and you're sick or you're throwing up or, you know, you're really dehydrated or they need to get medication into you really, really fast, they would put up what we call an IV. And it does mean that they have to insert like a little needle into the vein. And, you know, some Bahamians don't really like being injected with stuff, but different cultures, different likes. But IV therapy is basically that way of administering fluids to the body by way of the blood vessels. And so what we do is we can also add other things to that fluid, which would have benefits for the user. And so there's a lot of different benefits and there's a lot of different things that you can actually deliver via an IV system. So what makes it so interesting? What makes it so good? And why would you even choose to do something like this? Well, it's the fastest way possible to get essential nutrients into the body. You take supplements by mouth. The nutrients have to go through your digestive system. So you digest it, you know, you put it, you swallow it, and it goes through this process of absorption before it really enters your bloodstream. And so what IVs tend to do, and that's why we tend to give certain medications by IV, especially in emergency cases, it cuts out that digestive process and it takes it completely out of the equation. And you're able to supplement and deliver intravenously quite quickly and immediately almost makes these substances available to the body. There isn't really a breakdown of nutrients. And so it really decreases the wait time. And plus, when your body goes through a digestive process, it sometimes breaks down molecules. Sometimes some of it goes to waste. And so you don't end up even absorbing the amount that you may need. And a lot of people will find that, especially with daily values of things, if you look at your vitamin, sometimes they even provide you more than the daily amount because they really know a lot of that is not really going to get into your, stay in your system. And usually you end up flushing it out of the body in some manner. So this is a more direct approach to kind of create higher doses of vitamins quickly to be used in the blood, especially if you're diminished in some capacity, and really, really good if you are suffering from dehydration and you really need to get the fluids into your body for some reason or the other. So your body will absorb everything it needs, and anything that it doesn't need, it basically would filter and expel out. And so that's one of the main reasons why people consider doing like an IV bag or therapy in most times. And so also we find that there are different conditions that can be treated with this. And it's best known for hydration, of course. It'll make you feel good, especially if you're dehydrated. It's important that certain conditions, also persons who have problems with their digestive tract. So you will see persons with Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, colon cancer, cystic fibrosis, celiac disease, and a lot of other potential problems that may affect the way that you digest certain foods. Some people also use some form of vitamin IV supplementation for that. And so with those ailments, they don't absorb certain vitamins and minerals really well, and IV therapy can help deliver some of those nutrients without really upsetting their digestive tract. So it kind of eliminates and goes around the problem. And I find that a lot of these people also have some type of inflammatory issue that's going on, so something in their body that's kind of off. And certain things, and we'll talk a little bit about it later, like my favorite glutathione that we'll talk about, really helps with things like inflammation in those persons. So that's pretty good, right? Promoting number three, health, and we know cardiovascular disease is one of the big, ones that affects us in terms of non-communicable diseases. So depending on what mixtures you have in the bag, some therapies can have really profound effects on the cardiovascular health. So certain amino acids like arginine and arginine help relax or the blood vessels, which in turn may help to lower some people's blood pressure. So you can find that sometimes if you know how to do the combinations correctly, you can actually have health benefits for people who may suffer from heart disease and other inflammatory diseases. And minerals such as magnesium and calcium can also help with regulating, contracting, and dilating of the blood vessels. So it can be a help with cardiovascular disease. So some of those therapies can have a mixture of things, calcium, arginine, magnesium, and or like a blend of amino acids in small quantities that will be helpful for those persons. This is a big one for me as a busy person, and this is what really got me into IV vitamin therapy, is just providing the body with natural energy. And so we do get some people who have issues, you know, they're always tired. There's nothing really, sometimes even really too much like wrong with them, but they always seem to be burning through a lot of their nutritional supplementation. And so, you know, you want to skip sodas and, you know, some of these energy drinks that can have all kinds of things in it. And, you know, the products that we use at MCS, really, they're very, very clean. We get them out of Europe, and then there's no, like, preservatives and stuff like that in it. So it's a very clean way of getting vitamin therapy. I know some products, some people use some stuff out of the U.S. in different places that may contain, like, preservatives and other things. But we're very clean. We use, like, German and British products, so... intravitreal. So instead, it's a more natural solution for a lot of people. And the secret lies in the energy producing vitamins. And the energy producing vitamins are going to be mostly like your B vitamins. So we do a mixture of different things from B complex as well as B12 for some people, if you have a B12 deficiency, different types of alpha lipoic acids. And so it depends really on the person and what they require. But the B vitamins and amino acids really are the building blocks of proteins in the body. So B vitamins and amino acids are considered essential nutrients in your body, and you need them to survive. So you get them mostly from food, but a way of supplementing is also by vitamin therapy. So an influx of those via IV can help really kind of boost your body's natural energy levels and can help you curb some of the cravings of unhealthy foods or beverages. Some people have told me that they feel like they eat a little bit more on B12, but I think it's just like a boost in their metabolism. So if you're going to be doing B vitamins, it's a great time to exercise because it will get that boost of energy that you need. And so it's a great way of getting kind of a quick fix, almost in a sense. Also, you want to continue to have a really, really healthy diet and to exercise and do all the other stuff. But I really like energizing IVs. And so I do personally like a combination of energizing vitamin C and thiamine, but you know, that's me. All right. Combinations are different for different people, but because I'm a busy person, I really do like that. So I really have kind of something that's set up for myself. Another really big reason why people use IV vitamins is the immune boosting or antioxidant effects. And so, you know, a lot of people kind of got into this because they were doing a lot of supplements. You know, people were taking zinc and vitamin D and all those different things and stuff like that. And so even prior to COVID, I had been treating patients who had like long viral post illnesses with IVs. So it was really kind of easy for me to then kind of go into that and kind of have the same principles. And a lot of the long COVID COVID treatments, as well as this kind of post-vaccine treatments, are all kind of similar to things that we were doing before because they have the same kind of process of, you know, anti-inflammatory, you know, the same kind of things that were happening during COVID or because of COVID are kind of similar to kind of the inflammatory processes that people were having like post-shots and stuff. So it's kind of similar. And so if you look at a lot of those regimens, similar ingredients to what we have been using in IV vitamin therapy. And I find that IV vitamin therapy is just a faster way of doing that. So if you're having the kind of those lagging after viral effects, you know, that it could be a really good thing to kind of get you out of that rut. And so effective way to get immune boosting antibiotics. And free radicals are just something that's created in our bodies, molecules that occur, and they cause what we call oxidative stress. And what happens is that contributes to a lot of disease processes, ranging from depression, heart disease, cancers. And so antioxidants like vitamin C are substances that protect the body from those free radicals. And moreover, certain antioxidants like vitamin C can even, some minerals like zinc can help protect the body against infections and strengthen the immune system. And, you know, there's ongoing about the effects of vitamin C and the immune system and enhancing the drip and giving your body immunity. So vitamin C, zinc, and those types of things, and even glutathione, I consider them really great antioxidants. Now, I use a lot of high dose vitamin C, 8 grams and above, but we are gonna be introducing like a vitamin C booster later in the month. So if you just want like a small dose of vitamin C really quickly, we're gonna be introducing that as well. But I use like high dose vitamin C, 8 grams and above. And I've had people we used to do up to 25, but I don't do quite as much because a lot of people don't really need to go up to 25. But we've had a few people, especially who've been doing vitamin C for a while at 5 grams as well. A lot of the studies in Germany related to cancer and vitamin C are all very high doses. So some people see that as a benefit to go that high. Tend to stay around 8 to 15. Some people also use IV therapy as a way to maintain a healthy weight. So weight loss can seem really difficult for a lot of people, and they may be exercising and eating the right foods, greens, and so there are IV supplements that can also help boost your weight loss and convert some of that fat into fuels. So we do like fat burning and injectables as well as IVs. And whilst every IV, you know, there are different formulas, we have a specific kind of pre-formulas usually for like weight loss. So that is another really popular reason why people would come and get IVs. The hydration itself is kind of IV therapies that include carnitine or ALA. This would also help to burn fat and create energy. And these amino acids, as well as a mixture of antioxidants, they work really well with your mitochondria to boost your metabolism and to break down fat. So we use different ways of breaking down fat that would make it easier for you to lose weight. So if you're already, you know, trying, you're exercising, you're eating properly, this may be something that is helpful to certain people because there are some fat burning properties that can be mixed into an IV. Number seven, this one, of course, you know, hangover, we don't encourage you to drink, but because alcohol is a diuretic, most people who are really hungover tend to be dehydrated and they're just not feeling well. And that's why they get headaches and so many other things are going on. And so sometimes people, you know, or to make their stomach feel better because they're not able to eat. They aren't able to drink liquids, and so they would have to end up having to do it via IV. And dehydration is basically one of the main contributing factors to why people have these hangover symptoms. And you will find that some people just really need that to kind of get over it, especially if they're traveling or they have an event or they have something else to do that day. I know one of the ones that I did a little while back, it was like a film crew they were in. I think they went out and they had a whole day of filming. And so to get over that hangover pretty quickly. And so IV vitamins and just hydration in general can be used for that. So IV infusion replenishes the loss of water, kind of cures the hangover in a sense. And this reaction is pretty quick. So because the IV goes pretty quickly and we do what we call, we just run the fluids. It also contains electrolytes and, you know, sodium chloride, which is really helpful for relieving symptoms of dehydration, including fatigue, dizziness, and thirst. Sometimes you can add other things to it, like anti-nausea medication or anti-inflammatories, and this would help to counteract some of the other side effects of, over-drinking. And so we don't want you to get drunk. We don't want you drinking that much, but, you know, we are able to help. And help accelerate wound healing processes. And for me, this would be probably like more the amino acids, but you can have a mixture of things that are anti-inflammatory wound healing processes, depending on the specific nutrient-rich cocktails that you may want to use. Vitamin infusions can help wound healing and repair damage. It also can improve the health of your skin and your body's first line defense against diseases and infection. Actually, a lot of people in England were using it to lighten their skin, a mixture of vitamins, high dose vitamin C and glutathione. So there are some skin. We always talk about vitamin C in skin, and really it is an antioxidant. So people do, if they use it consistently, sometimes use it to also help with their skin. So that's a really important one. And so there's a lot of different combinations that you can use for that. Vitamin C being a part of that, zinc, arginine, glutathione, of course. We're going to talk in the second half of the show a bit more about glutathione. It is one of my anybody can use it. It's super safe. It's made by the body, and we'll get into all of that in a bit. And then there's the number nine, one of my favorites, lessening the signs of aging. So I believe that, you know, you should want to look as young as you possibly can. So a lot of people use IV therapy for some of the anti-aging properties. And because of the antioxidants, the glutathione, which is a workhorse nutrient that benefits your body in so many different ways, anti-aging is kind of almost like a positive side effect of all of that. So you get this rapid repair of damaged cells. You can have detoxification of the liver. You can boost your immune system. You can help manage autoimmune diseases because of the inflammatory component. You can assist in the metabolism or breakdown of toxins, and you can protect against free radicals. So lots of different things. And these are all things that, you know, they continue to study and to look at. What are kind of like the not so great stuff? What are like the cons? Of course, you know, you do have to get a needle. You are going to get stuck. So, it's going to hurt a little bit. It's usually not super bad, but if you are a person that's afraid of shots, then, you know, that is one of the biggest things right there. So you don't actually have a needle inside you. What it is really is that there's a little cannula. So even though you get stuck with what seems like a needle, you don't leave the needle in the person. It's a little cannula that just kind of opens, stays so that fluids can flow through. And it's just a small piercing in the skin to insert that little catheter. It's just a little plastic tube, and it delivers the catheters in. The needle is removed, and you don't have to worry about that. So depends on your tolerance. It's usually just a small prick, but we know that some people are quite afraid of any kind of needles. Right? And then, you know, there's other things that you can do if you're really, really afraid. You can use a little bit of lidocaine sometimes to just numb the area instead of starting right away. Because we know that a lot of people are afraid of those things. Okay, but it's not so bad. Of course, with any type of pricking, you can get bruising, redness, itching around the area of the site. And usually this is because of how you may have a little trauma to the vessel. Sometimes it may take more than once to get it done. And so there may be a slight bruising or redness or some inflammation around the site. And this tends to be normal. It's usually not that bad. But if you also realize that you have like serious problems when you get sick, then you should also check your immune system. So redness and inflammation are signs that your body are recognizing that there's something wrong. And if you have any discomfort, you know, after a few days, then you would get that checked. But that's very unusual. And usually it's only certain people will end up with like any kind of phlebitis. And that's usually for IVs that stay in for a very long time, like when you're in the hospital, because this is something that's very quick. Unless there's some vessels, there's usually no issue. And then it, of course, is a small risk for infection if it's not done correctly or if there's any bacteria that gets in there. But there's usually no very, very little risk of that because you do have to clean the area of the skin, and everything that you use is going to be something that is basically clean and sterilized. But, you know, you have to just kind of keep those things in mind, of course, with anything that you do. And so we will take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the 7 benefits of glutathione, which is one of my favorite ads. It just goes with any type of IV therapy that I would think of. I would always add some glutathione because there always seems to be a benefit for somebody, regardless of who they are and what's going on with them. I mean, glutathione is just like, to me, it's just like the best stuff on earth. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on The Doctor Is In with me, Dr. D. Archer.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
But what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance, and nobody say nothing.
boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
When faced with an illness, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to The Doctors and with me, Dr. Tanil Thrachakar. Cartwright. Thank you for joining us tonight on Tuesday afternoon. For all things health, wellness, and things that pertain to the IV vitamin therapy, we're going to talk a bit about glutathione, one of my favorite antioxidants. But I want to just welcome you back after a holiday. It's a short week. It's kind of amazing. We're going to have another holiday at the end of the week. So this is a really, really short one. But I hope you guys are all enjoying that and finding time to relax and be with your family. All right. So that's super important. So vitamin C, probably one of the best antioxidants that you could think about naturally occurring. You know, it's really good for you. It's good for your skin, everything, right? When it comes to IV therapy, it is awesome. I try to get, encourage a lot of people to do vitamin C. But there are a few people that can't do vitamin C. And so when we have patients come in and we go through like their history and everything like that, so don't just let people just give you IV vitamins. Make sure that you that they know what they're doing. So there's a small group of people that can't do vitamin C. And so we have to kind of check for that. And so I like glutathione because everyone, just about everyone can take it because it is just not, vitamin C is like you have to take that into your body. But with glutathione, it's actually something that's produced in the body and all you're doing is supplementing it. Because as you use that up, as you be in states of stress, your body tries to make more. And just like everything else, after a while, you know, you don't always make enough. And so it's just like supplementing something that's already happening inside the body. So I find that, you know, everybody can take it and it has so many benefits. It's just like really, really amazing. So it's a really, really powerful that helps protect the body from disease. It slows cancer progression. It improves insulin sensitivity. So for your diabetics, it's really good with that. It has so many benefits that we're going to go through. So some people even like kind of swear that it has anti-aging properties. Others are looking into research of glutathione with autism, increasing fat metabolism, and even cancer prevention. So they, you know, they're looking into all of that. And so it's just a really, really great antioxidant. And what does the research say about it? So we're gonna look at some of the stuff that's been kind of researched and then how effective can we use that for our kind of day-to-day. So like you said, glutathione can be found quite naturally. It is found in plants like milk thistle. Milk thistle kind of activates the production in the body. So it kind of is something naturally to be produced Glutathione is a powerful, powerful antioxidant. It's found in just about every cell in the body. It's made out of three different types of molecules known as amino acids. The amino acids combine in different patterns to make all types of proteins inside the body. One unique thing about glutathione is that the body is able to make it in the liver, which is not true for most antioxidants. So this is a natural occurring antioxidant. It's made in the body. So it's already something really, really phenomenal. And so it has really a lot of different functions when you look at its uses in the body. So it's used in making DNA, so the strands or the building blocks of our bodies. Glutathione is one of the things that is involved in those producing and building cells. It is supportive of your immune function and your immune system. And as you can see, that's why the supplementation is so great. It's great for forming sperm cells. It's involved in breaking down some of the free radicals in our body that cause a lot of damage and oxidation. It helps certain enzymes to function properly. It's very regenerative, vitamin C and vitamin E. And so I tend to use both vitamin C and glutathione together, very synergistic. It supports or it helps to transport toxins like mercury out of the brain. It helps the liver and the gallbladder deal with fats. And it's really great at assisting regular cell death, a process called apoptosis. So clearing those old cells that may eventually become cancerous or something like that. They're really good at kind of removing it. So researchers have found that there are links between low levels of glutathione and some possible to increase those levels through either oral or IV supplementation. So that's what is the basis of people using or supplementing with glutathione. Another option is to take the supplements that activate the natural glutathione production in the body. And these are supplements like milk thistle, N-acetylcysteine, or superoxide dismutase. By reducing toxin exposure and also increasing the intake of healthy foods are also really an excellent natural way of getting glutathione levels to be up in your body. So there are very completely natural ways of getting this done. So what are some of the main benefits that have been kind of looked at and studied and kind of settled that these are some of the main things that are beneficial of taking some type of glutathione supplementation. So we talked earlier, because number one would be that so free radicals, which contribute to both aging and disease, antioxidants like glutathione help to counteract those free radicals, protecting the body and from the damaging effects that are related. And so glutathione is a very strong antioxidant, partly because of high concentrations can be found almost every cell of the body. And that's what makes it really, really so amazing. So you don't want to have low levels because that's what leads to the disease processes that we talk about. Preventing cancer progression. So some research shows that glutathione has a role in preventing the progression of cancer. However, the same research indicates that glutathione may make them tumor cells less sensitive to chemotherapy. And so it's important if you're doing chemotherapy to kind of always tell your therapist what's going on. So determining the effects of glutathione cancer requires a lot more research, so kind of keeping in mind. And that's why I look at this stuff more for prevention rather than therapy, because if you are on chemotherapy, you want to speak with your doctor and you don't want to be on anything that would interact with your chemotherapy unless they are aware of it. And so that's important to always have a doctor be involved in any type of IV therapy that you're thinking about doing, and not just maybe go to somebody who's just kind of trying to do it on the side or something like that, because, you need to have a proper history of what's going on with you and to kind of do it properly. We do a lot of the UK protocol, so it's really kind of stringent process in a sense, because we make you like fill out some forms and give us a lot of information. But after that, it's pretty easy. Three, reducing cell damage in the liver. So the hepatitis, alcohol abuse, fatty liver disease all cause damage in the liver. And so they did a small concluded that glutathione could help treat non-alcoholic fatty liver disease due to its antioxidant properties and potential ability to kind of detoxify. So the researchers are looking at larger studies to confirm all of this, but there are ongoing studies that have already shown that it has the ability to reduce damage in the liver. And we know that that's where a lot of glutathione is made anyway. So that would all make a lot of sense. Improvements in insulin sensitivity. So insulin resistance can result in the development of type 2 diabetics. This is how persons become diabetic, is when their cells no longer respond to the insulin produced in their body. And so they cannot regulate the sugar that they put into their body. So the production of insulin causes the body to move glucose from the blood into the cells and use that for energy. Another small study in 2018 indicated that people with insulin resistance tend to have a lower glutathione levels as neuropathy or retinopathy. And a 2013 study also had similar conclusions. So there have been multiple studies, different studies that have kind of looked at this. And it's hard to really get like people to do serious research into like supplements and kind of more natural or alternative medicine choices because, you know, you're competing with like pharmaceuticals who will put like millions and billions into studies. These studies are usually very kind of like independent, or they're because people just don't have the money to kind of put into the stuff. So when you see multiple studies and these types of things, that's a pretty good indication that these things are true. So what they found essentially is that there were low levels in persons who already had complications for diabetes. So perhaps the end result of kind of burning through all of your natural stores of this is resulting in the type of inflammatory process. So people who have longstanding diabetes or who haven't been controlled for a really long time, these are usually the persons who have like complications with neuropathy, which is just like neurological pain and discomfort and stuff because of the nerves being affected by diabetes, and then retinopathy, very common, affecting the vessels in the eye. You know, and like we said, all of these kind of endocrine diseases and all, they're all inflammatory processes. And so that would make sense that it would correlate to having lower levels. So in a sense, you don't want to get to that position. I don't think that you'll be, you know, you have diabetic retinopathy, glutathione is not going to fix your eyes. But in terms of preventative healthcare, it's better to not have lower levels, to decrease inflammation in your body. And that's where I feel a lot of this is quite helpful. So I'm just going to put out the numbers again. If you want to jump in, if you have any questions, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you want to be a part of the show or support the show, you can also get in contact with me at dr.drcartwright@gmail.com. You can send me a note if you want to be a sponsor or a part of the show. We're going to be making a few little changes in terms of sponsorship. So this is a great time to kind of jump on board. If you love the show, you want to support the show, you want to be a part of the show. So that's what we're looking at doing. So yeah, doctor, that's dr.drcartwright@gmail.com. Get to me if you're not calling my office. Office number is 326-1521, Medical Concierge Service. All right, so those are kind of the top ones. This one's really interesting. You don't see persons as often, but I have seen quite a few Bahamians who've actually had Parkinson's disease, but reducing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, and that's a neurological disease that has a lot to do with movement. And so according to some research, there is evidence that by maintaining glutathione levels may help with symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Finding appears to support injected glutathione as a potential therapy, but there's a little evidence about oral supplementation. As I mentioned, I do prefer the IV therapy because it does work a lot faster. So they're looking at the injectable or the IV version rather than just oral supplementation. And they're doing a lot of research into Parkinson's and glutathione in that relationship. Reducing ulcerative colitis, and we touched on this a little bit before about people who have some type of intestinal problem. So like other inflammatory diseases, ulcerative colitis has also been linked to oxidative damage and stress. 2003, they found when they looked at some animal studies, suggested that glutathione supplementation could improve some of the damage of the colon in those animals. Determining the effects of glutathione on ulcerative colitis, of course, we need more research, but that is also a very promising look at using that type of supplementation. This one is interesting. I think this one is more kind of emerging, the treatment of autism spectrum disorders. So there is some evidence, there's some lower levels of glutathione than neurotypical children or those without autism. And so a study in 2011, researchers found that oral glutathione supplementation or injections may reduce some of the effects of autism. However, the team did not look specifically at children's symptoms to see if they had improved. So further research needs to be done on that particular impact. And so there's a lot of promising stuff. It's just generally overall really great antioxidant. And some of the things that I have found in practice using this as an IV supplement has been, and it has caused me to do even more research, because sometimes it has effects that you might even be surprised of in a positive way. And so what I found with a lot of my patients who were suffering from like congestion, nasal congestion, or sinuses, it was really good at draining the sinuses. So they would get like this pool of just draining of all of their sinuses and kind of like a bit of like headspace relief after it. So that actually happened with certain patients. It actually kind of clears the sinuses for a bit. So I think that some of the anti-inflammatory, because you know, that sinuses is people that get triggered by so many different things, dust and different things in their environment. And so people, you know, have that kind of like an added benefit for that, you know. I think it's helpful, you know, as well with people with just sleeping and stress, because it does relieve it. And when I do vitamins for hair therapy, I also add glutathione for people who, you know, have had issues with their hair and or it was like falling out, or they're having some time, not curative for all, but very helpful with growing back of the follicles and stuff like that. So really, really great stuff. Lots of different combinations that you can use it in. And it kind of is very synergistic with the effect of using vitamin C in high doses. And so just always want to give you like the total natural way of increasing glutathione as well. And so we're going to just talk before we go about the four most natural ways to increase glutathione. You're scared of needles, you don't want to do it. This antioxidant is so great. You want to, also it's present in some foods. So it's really, really great for so many health benefits. So of course, you talked about neutralizing the free radicals, oxidative stress. And so we're just going to look at how it also, there are some links between low glutathione levels and some of the age-related conditions. Just like everything, as you age, you don't produce as much. So they've also found that there is some relationship in patients with glaucoma, as well as macular degeneration. So a lot of eye diseases involved in there. And so this article, which I found on Medical News Today, talks about some of the foods, four main foods that you can find this in naturally. And so eating sulfur-rich foods, mushrooms are one of the most richest forms of sulfur amino acids. I love mushrooms. I eat a lot of mushrooms. So I really enjoy it. I know a lot of people, some people don't like mushrooms, but eating these sulfur-rich foods may actually increase your glutathione levels in the body. Sulfur occurs in two, which are methionine and cysteine, are precursors for glutathione, and therefore they contribute to its synthesis. So that's how people feel like you're going to actually develop or produce more naturally in the body if you are using these foods. Okay. And so according to a study in 2017, mushrooms were among the most significant dietary sources of glutathione. And they also found, which it had a lot of sulfur amino acids. However, the levels of these compounds can vary widely depending on the species of the mushroom. Other sulfur-rich foods included meat, eggs, and fish. Grains, including rice, bread, and pasta, vegetables such as onion, garlic, broccoli, kale, and cabbage. And this is why it's so important to have a diverse repertoire of food that you eat. You know, some people, whether it's financial or different reasons, or just like appetite, they eat a really small grouping of food, but it's good to have like a plethora of different choices because it really allows your body to have a better chance of getting kind of like the micronutrients and developing and getting the type of building blocks that you require for certain proteins in your body for health. And I think a lot of diseases are really linked to these kind of micro deficiencies that we're not aware of, and that may actually spur on some of this inflammatory processes inside of our body. So we do need a very balanced diet. We do need to have a different variety of foods that can provide nutrients that our body needs. It's really literally starving for nutrients. And so that's something to consider. So if your diet is just like noodles and, you know, pasta, whatever, you may want to reconsider just adding more variety and trying to eat other things, you know, really, really important, especially the fact that our country has a lot of chronic disease. You know, what we're eating, how we're eating, how much we're eating. There's so many things involved in nutrition. And, you know, we have to realize that if we don't change that, if we don't change the way that we eat and we look at food and we interact with food, we're going to have problems. As I got older as an adult and as a doctor, there were certain things I didn't like. I tried introducing into my diet in different ways because I knew it was important to have these type of nutrients. So pilot studies have found that 250 gram portion of steamed broccoli increased the activity of the enzyme glutathione S transferase, suggesting increases in the plasma levels and improve oxidative stress resistance in 10 healthy adults who were even smokers. So they saw large improvements once these people improved their diet. So it always goes back to diet, exercise, these things. We can't get away from it. It's just kind of understanding how that affects us daily. Surprisingly, dairy contains protein beta casein, which is also potential to increase glutathione levels in the body. And so we go back and forth whether dairy is healthy or not, but people have been drinking and eating dairy products for hundreds of years. So it must be some benefit, but of course, with everything, moderation. So a small study in 2015, they found that researchers associated between higher dairy consumption and higher glutathione concentrations in the brains of older adults. I'm trying to pump my kids full of milk, and I'm like, no, not too much milk. But see, there you go. However, increase in glutathione seems to vary dependent on the type of beta casein. Dairy milk contains different variations of that, and these variations seem to affect the glutathione concentrations differently. People who drank dairy milk had A2 beta casein, showed higher increases in plasma glutathione concentrations than those who consume milk with both in it. So the type of milk does matter. That gets a little bit deep. It's hard to tell those types of things. But maybe if you can consume milk, it's a good idea not to completely take it out of your diet. For some people, they say it's an inflammatory. I actually, it's so weird though, that when I started using glutathione, I actually got rid of my issues with dairy actually improved. So for long periods of time, I can consume dairy once I'm taking glutathione. Once I stop, it lasts for a while, but then I can still sometimes have these spouts of lactose intolerance. But ever since I started using glutathione, I don't have the type of lactose intolerance problem that I did in the past. So that's very interesting, because that's personally with me and what I have seen. So I there's a lot more to that. And I guess, you know, that's where you need more areas of study. But from a personal thing, that's what I've gotten. All right. Citizens for a Better Commonwealth of the Bahamas Online says, good night, Dr. Archer. I really hope that people are taking the time to listen to you, because most people only listen when it's too late. Yeah, I know, right? Great is, and sometimes we don't get a lot of calls, but every time I go out, it's so amazing because people come up to me and they say, well, I'm listening to your show. That's what really helps me to keep going, because I'm like, wow, all these people are listening to the show to the point where some people recognize me by my voice. And so people are listening. I hope they're doing, but, you know, it's important to get these things in. And, you know, it takes what I call 7 layers to get the information out to people. So sometimes people have to hear 7 things 7 times, 7 different ways before it clicks. And so continuing to educate, continuing to go over certain points, it's not going to be a light bulb moment for everybody right away. But at some point, I find that if people continue to listen, if they take the time to, you know, eventually you listen to something enough, it just becomes a part of you. So consuming more whey protein, study in 2012, alleviated oxidative stress and helped persons with colon cancer. That was number 3. And also helped people decrease oxidative stress, people with cystic fibrosis, by including glutathione levels. And 8, of course, and this is, you know, I've been busy, but this is something that I've really focused on making part of my routine, is getting more exercise. So I used to be someone who went to the gym and did a lot of activities, having children and everything, you know, that becomes difficult. But I'm at the point where, you know, I have to get back into it quite a bit. So regular physical activity is just something that has to be a part of my life. So it's really recommended physical activity. It's just going to help to supplement, and it's going to decrease oxidative stress by increasing the glutathione levels in your body. And in 2014, researchers observed this in older adults who participated in regular exercise throughout their lives. They had high levels of glutathione. So exercise, super, super important. And so benefits possibly of glutathione: neutralizing free radicals, regenerative vitamin C and E, removing mercury from the brain, regulating cell growth and death, maintaining mitochondrial DNA, and activating antioxidant enzymes, reducing inflammation, improving cardiovascular health, slowing the progression of certain cancers, slowing aging, improving immune function, preventing neurodegenerative conditions, and minimizing cell damage from liver disease, and also improving insulin resistance. So get your glutathione in. You can always come and see us if you want to do it via Ivy Medical Concierge Services, 326-1521. If not, get it through your natural source as fast as possible. And there's so many benefits, all the rest for yourself. Last comment, strokes, heart attacks don't come with a warning light. Those are life-changing. Very, very true. So take your health in hand, Bahamas. And thank you for joining me, Dr. D. Archer, for another interesting show. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll see you all next week. Good night.